Unlike from Sweetest Friends, we are continuing our previous shir, based on the Torah remainder of Rabbeinu HaGaon HaGadol, Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Levracha. In the Sifri that we saw, quoted by Rashi, it says, on the Pasuk, V'atzah v'eschem, Perich Al, the Pasuk Yud Ches, V'atzah v'eschem, V'eisa hiyas kol advarim asher ta'asum, I will command you at that time all the things that you should do. So, Pashtus, what is he commanding us that we should do? We don't know what it's talking about, B'chlau. So, we've been discussing the whole Indian of Schus Nechova B'dinei Mammon is based on the Mishnah Sanhedrin on the base of Aleph, and we asked loads of kashas, and we spoke about the Sifri, and Rashi brings over here the Sifri, that it's talking about the 10 distinctions between Dinei Mammon and Dinei Nefashis that we find in the Mishnah Sanhedrin 32a. And the Rabban already writes, Ratzav Eschem, I'll command you. These are the 10 things that Eilu Asar Ladon Shemidin Mamnus Ladin Nefashis. These are the 10 things that distinguish between Mamnus and Nefashis. Loshon Rashi Misifri, that's the language of Rashi from the Sifri. In Keni Mashoftim Haniskorim Yidaber. In Azoi, he's talking to the aforementioned judges. V'yikatzel Basar Hadvorim Shekul Midroshim Eksubim. And there is a kitzer here. It is a the Torah is being very laconic and succinct and terse in the 10 matters that are darshan from the Ksuvim. Okay, so it just says Bofim Klali. In Algemein it says and we're talking to the Shoftim. I command you those things you should do, i.e. the 10 things that distinguish between Mamas and Nefashis, i.e. things that we do in Nefashis to be Mechapis Eschus. V'adil Chapshat, and the Chamban continues, and he says, so what's Pshat in the Pasuk? These are the ways that we should go, the life that we should live, because all is commanded, and the Jewish people should learn from his mouth. Ad kan midivrei Ramban, that it's either talking to the Shoftim, or it's talking to Klal Yisrael, the Maisim that Klal Yisrael should do. However, it's still hard to understand that if the Sifri is correct, that it's talking about the 10 distinguishing factors between Mamas and Nefashis, and that's what the Pasuk is coming to tell us, so how come there's no allusion in the Pasuk, while the whole essence of the Pasuk is coming to teach us this very matter, and yet there is no allusion at all to that in the Pasuk. And that is very difficult. We also have to understand what's the Flecha Kliyoko, that what's Pshat Vatsav Eschem, the Nidon is Al Halacha Mishpat, it should say Vatsav Es Shriftechem, like it says earlier on in Pasuk Tes Zayin, Vatsav Es Shriftechem, everything it says in Sukkim Tes Zayin and Yud Zayin, which are Nogatim, which relate to the judgment, through the judges. So what does it mean? Batzav eschem, because she also nidon sheshna v'koyed l'el, shebehen ne'emar batzav eschriftechem. So it's talking about what it says earlier, so you're also just a shriftechem. So the Ramban is already meramis to this, and he says, v'imkein im ha-shriftim ha-nizkor mitab, we're talking about the aforementioned shoftim. Now, as a hemshech, what it says earlier, batzav eschriftechem. But the hedge in the Pasuk says, batzav eschem, it's matched into something else, and not what it's saying earlier. And therefore, we wouldn't have to write again. If it's a hemshecha, we wouldn't have to say again v'atzave. It doesn't say in pasuk yudzayin v'atzave, because it's a hemshecha tezayin. So why does it have to say yudches v'atzave? V'chol zeh tzarech b'yotu v'lechoel. As narav v'er omer rabbeinu, ha'gaon ha'gadol l'shmo v'zecho, ta'avat kol nefesh. She'achrein ikar drashat ha'sifri. Where is the sifri coming from? What's the ikil drasha of the sifri? What it says in the pasuk, V'atzave eschem, etc. V'loi v'atzave eschriftechem. It says, I will command you, and not I will command your judges. Why? Mishum shedin ha'atzole v'limut ha'schus. The din of saving, being malami tzchus, that was said in the Mishnah, that we have in dinei nefashis, is primarily coming to teach us that there should be a hatzole and a limut tzchus that relates to the process of judgment in the Beis Din. That even though mitzad dinim shel dinei nefashis, there is a clear obligation on the incriminated party, nevertheless, because of the ma'isu mahalach hamishpat shel ha'shofei, because of the process of judgment, it is incumbent upon the judges to look for a merit in order to exonerate the accused incriminated party. And that's why it says in the Pasuk that even though Pasuk, Psukim, Tes, Zayin, and Yud Zayin are talking to the Shoftim, about how to do the judgment in Dine Mominis, and therefore it says Vatzav Sutech Lemor Shmo Benechech Mishpat and Tzedek Benishu Benechi Uben Geho Lo Sekir Upanam Bemishpat Kekot and Godot Tishmo Lo Segur Mepnei Ish Ki HaMishpat Velo Yibu But the Dabar Asher Yishem Yikem Tekfi Boi Elav Yishmati So the Pasuk tells us that I commanded your judges on that day saying Listen between your brothers and judge righteously between man and his brother and the stranger Do not recognize, prefer a person in judgment. Listen to the small, listen to the big. Don't be afraid, because judgment is God's. And everything that's difficult you should bring to me, and I will hear it. These are all halachas. I'm the ma'isam halacha mishpatai v'ashofei. And parenthetically, where it says that the Rishay Yish, the Kribuwe Lai, is also relating to the halacha of the mishpat as the briskul rov, says in his Sefer HaTorah in Parashas Yisroel that it's telling us that if it's difficult, so then you bring it to the 71 judges. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, "V'davar asher yikshe mikem tekuv bo elai, bring to me," because Moshe Rabbeinu stands in place of the 71 judges, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, page 16. So that's also a parat b'dinei ha-mishpat v'abeit. So all these psukim, tezayin, yudzayin, are talking about the mahalach of mishpat. How to do judgment, and it's very difficult, so then bring it to Moshe Rabbeinu. And on that it says in Pasuk Yud Ches, Shirak Mashe Katuv Ada Hashta, Rak Mashe Katuv Ada Shav, Heim Dinim Al Mahal Shiyeshne B'Mishpat U'B'Beist. These are Dinim that relate to Mishpat, to the process of judgment in the court. But outside of these dinim, there is only the atzav eslam ve'asias kol dvar mashir tas. In other words, those dinim that apply to each situation, to each circumstance, and those you must fulfill and act upon and judge according to the way judgment requires. And there is nothing in addition to the judgment. I commanded you on that day the things you should do, meaning you have to follow the judgment. There's nothing in addition to that. Meaning, there's no chibus haschus ayideh shofet. That's the din noisaf al etzim hadin. Kol mashir shi etzim hadin. Why is there no chibus limud schus? Because that only applies to nefashis, and here we're talking about mamonis. זה ממילא כתוב בו בפסוק מה שחזר דורשים. That these are the 10 distinguishing factors between Dine Mamnis and Dine Nefashis. Because by Dine Mamnis they don't exist, just do the din. מה שאין כן Dine Nefashis, no. צריך לחפש חוס. You have to search for some sort of exonerating factor. ולכן לא נאמר כאן בעצבי את שופטיכם. Doesn't say בעצבי את שופטיכם. Even though it's a hemshech of the tzivui to the shoftim, because the whole meaning of the pasuk over here is to say that there's no special tzivui mitzat shoftech. It's all included in hadvarim asher tasu. Shal zeh hoy v'atzav v'eschem lishpeit rak al piya. L'chein me'melem v'vur mizeh she'ein din v'atzil v'dinei mamnes. There's nothing here special to the judges. All they're being told is do what you were told earlier. Whatever is the din. But there's nothing special, nothing additional going on. Therefore, there's no new vatsav es shoftech. I'm telling the judges, no, nothing new for the judges over here. They've already been told what they have to know. Vatsav es shoftechem, shemo ben achechem, shabbat ben tzedek, ben ishu ben gelo. That's what you have to do. You have to do as the psukim earlier say. But in this pasuk, it's saying, and nothing else. Therefore, there doesn't have to be a new special vatsav es shoftechem. Just saying, keep to the program we learned about earlier. Mashiach, when it comes to Dine Nefashis, don't keep to the program. Do everything you can to be Melami Tzchus. So, maybe we see there's no Dine Vatsilu of trying to work through everything you can to save by Dine Mamnis. Only by Dine Nefashis. These are the 10 things that are between Dine Mamnis and Dine Nefashis. That by Nefashis we search for Tzchus. And by Mamnis we don't. Hadvorim Me'ichim Kesapichim Baruch Hashem. Baruch Elokeinu Shebaranu L'chvoido V'vilam Min HaTorah V'nasa Lanu Torahs Emes. Super Geshmak. Baruch Hashem, to see Biurim Ka'ilu. Mamash Me'ir Einayim U'Mesameach Lev. לפניי מונח ספר שהוא למעלה מ-500 עמודים גדושים, גדושים, חידושים וביורים נפלאים בהקף עצום ואדיר. בעזרת השם, הקדוש ברוך הוא ייתן חיים, אני כל כך רוצה, כל כך משתוקק ללמוד את זה איתכם ביחד בעזרת השם. עכשיו נמשיך הלאה. עכשיו, בדין של הצילו הידע שהוא היסוד לחיוב חיפוש הסחוס בדין הנפושס. We have this din of הצילו הידע, and the הצילו הידע tells us that you have to search for a סחוס in דין הנפושס. So we see שתרתי איסנהו בהו, בי. יש כאן שני דברים שבועד שבפשטוס נאמר הדובר כדין על הבייסדין. שם העיד על אסוסס מהל החדים והחיוב במהל של חיפוש סחוס והסולו, הוא כמבואר כן ברוב עניינים שבמשנה הנעל, שיקרם במדינים על מהלך הדין והשבוי של החיב שבמהל של הציבור העיד על חיפוש סחוס, וכן ברוב מקום לשוזכר עניין זה, שנאמר לדבר כלפי העיד והבייסדין. So we have two aspects, two elements, to this חיוב חיפוש הסחוס in דין הנפושס. In פשטוס, this is the din on the Beis Din. They are the Eda. They do the Mahalach of Din and Chiyuv. They search for, they judge, and they search for a Schus, for Hatzalah, it's Silu HaEda. The Eda searches for a Schus. And we see this in most of the things in the Mishnah that in the Mahalach of Beis. These are Dinim and the Mahalach of Din. How during the Mahalach of Din you have to search for some type of Schus? It's Silu HaEda. And that's in most places. It's talking about the Eda and the Beis Din. Mishnah and Sanhedrin Beis Amad Aleph, Eda Shofetus, Eda Matzeles, Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chofei Amad Beis, Divdei Rabbi Akiva HaSanhedrin, Shero Becher Shorges HaNefesh, Makas Daf Yud Amad Aleph, Lekabei Beis Din HaPoitin Gwal HaAdam, Es Mishaloi Horag. Yehushalmi, Perek Gimel HaLoch HaGimel, Shenemar, בזה שלא יהיה העידה, לא קרובי מכה ולא קרובי מוכה. ובכן, אוי כמה וכמה דוחי בדברי הראשון. This whole din of שופט ועידה וצילו העידה is referring to what? The Beis Din. הנהגת העידה והסנהדרין, like the examples we just gave from various Gemaras, you can look at each Gemara, Sanhedrin 2a, Rosh Hashanah 25b, Makkos 10a, Sanhedrin Yerushalmi 3:3. אבל מצד שני, מצאים בזה גם כמה שמונה על עצם הדין והחיוב של דין הנפושס, שיהיה באופן של ויצילו העדה, וכדומה דברי רש"י בכתובות בדף ט"ו עמוד א', בדבר המס לסופק נפושס, בבקם ממדל על הנבט, דבר המס לינמי, סנהדרין ע"ס עמוד א', דבר המס לינמי, רשבם, בבא בסרא, דף נ"ב, דיבר מסרא, שניהם ישנם. שמה שכתוב שם בגמרא שסופק נפושס לא הוקל, זה בגלל זה והצילו העדו. דפשיטא, שעל ידי זה הוא פטור בעצם החיוב הדין הנפושס. ואין זה רק בדין הבייזן של רחב ומצד חיפוש חוס. מח מסצה שאין לו חייב מיסה. In other words, what we're saying is that in addition to the Hanhagas HaEda, that they have to search for some type of schus for the Nidoin, in addition to that, there is also a Kamash Malan, this is Yitzilu HaEda, that the Etzem, Din and Chiv of Dinei Nefashos encapsulates within it a type of Hatzalah, a attempt to do everything we can to exonerate, to make innocent the accused party. It should be often Bitsilu Eda, and we have examples of that, like Rashi and Suvis 15a and Bava Kama 44b, Sanhedrin 79a, Rashbam Bava 50b. It says in the Gemara, Sofik Nefashis Lahakol. What do you mean Sofik Nefashis Lahakol? So, Rashi says, from Vitzilu Ha'edo. In other words, the Essen Din of Sofik Nefashis Lahakal comes from Vitzilu Ha'edo. So this is a Ptur in the Essen Chiv of Din Nefashis. It's not just the din and the Beis Din that they have to search for a schus. That's the Essen Din. Essen Din is that for Tzilu Ha'eda, and therefore Sofik Nefashis Lakal, we don't kill if it's Sofik Nefashis, because we do everything we can to save. It's not that they're searching for a schus. It's part of the Essen Ha'din. And anyway, it's mukhrich like that, because otherwise it's pashut, you can't kill the suffix. What do you need a special din of Yitzhak? Like Tosis already asked in Bava Basra. 50b. So it must be that the Kamash Malan shall din b'shel suffix and fashis lahakil is up to vaday. That he's vaday potter. And afkamino, the Gabi Kimle the Rabbi, meaning that there's no pure moment, there's no free moment at all. There's no chiyuv mamon at all. Why? Because there's no guilt at all. Otherwise, it would only be a pter misafik. Like the Baruch Tam writes in the Chuvos and Siman Beis, Ein Kan Makom. This is not the place to go into it. But the point is that when it comes to dine, safik nefashis, lahakal. That's not just misafik we don't kill. That's b'toras vaday. B'toras vaday we don't kill. What the Baruch Tam says in the Chuvos is that if somebody is safik, if somebody, let's say he throws a stone to a group of Jews and Gentiles 50-50, or kavuas kimechza mechzedami, and on the way it rips someone's silk garment. It rips someone's silk garment. So he has to pay money. So why don't we pay to him?
So I don't know, maybe he was chayiv misa. Maybe he was chayiv misa.
And if he was chayiv misa, then there's no chayiv money. We say, no, we shoved away the vitzilu eido. That is b'toras vaday. He's vaday potul from misa, and since he's vaday potul from misa, he's chayiv in the moment. Less bezet sad misa v'chayiv moment. And that's how he answers the kasha in the
Aftosis. What's pashut that you can't kill misafik? No, saying that is b'toras vaday. V'nafkamin l'gav v'kim l'rabim minei. Ben shame kal kan kal chiv misa. I said before a moment, there's no chiv misa at all. Otherwise, misafik he'd be potter for a moment. If there's no chiv misa at all, and mevayli he has to pay the moment. Otherwise, misafik, he'd be parted from the mom. Because maybe there is a chiyuv misa. We don't know. There is a chiyuv misa, he's parted from the mom. And we say, no. It's b'toras vaday. There's no chiyuv misa at all, and maybe he's chayim in the mom. Ve'en kan b'koyim. V'chein mevuor b'rashi b'makis b'davov diva maskel b'dini nefoshes. The man is really the Rabbi Yossi Shirak Bedini and Foshes Yeshna Vadin Shal Nimsa Echod Mehem Shanimsa Echod Mehem Koro Apostle whom he should receive by Atsilu Haida. The man Adrin and Aschusa. We see this in Rashi, the data that Rabbi Yossi holds. That only Dini and Foshes, we say that if Nimsa Echod Mehem Koro Apostle, it's all got us all out. It's because it says Atsilu Haida, it's not just the Dini and how the Sanhedrin acts, it's an Esam Adin of. May Esma Din of Nefashis that you have to look for his chus. So to Rashi and Makis, Vav and Beit, Yimasi Nefashis, Gabi Tzeref Eidim, Hamiyucha, the boy Din Nefashis, Shemishim Betzilo Eida. The Din of being Betzarif Eidim that we have is only by Din Nefashis, because we need a special Betzilo Eida. We do everything we can to save the person, so therefore we have stricter halachas about Sefer Fa'idim. So it's not only a din on the Beis Din and how to be mitiachis to the Eidus on the Chiyuv Misa. It's a din be'etzem ha'Eidus shel din nefoshes. Shebeteili b'chai gavne. Mid ma'advin en ha'schusa. Mid ma'shekosev etzilu ha'Eida.
Rashi writes, "Kishnayim roim echalom zev, shnayim echalom zev, buzma kasachas, sarat eidus liyaskum kasachas." If one, two people see from one window, two people see from the other window, so then they're all one group. And we're matzil lezoymen. Vesanidon, shteidus and betela. Eidus is bottle. The eidus is bottle. And they're all considered kasachas. And that's why the eidus is bottle. One of them becomes zoymen. The whole Eidus is off and it saves everybody. It saves the Zomen and it saves the Nidon. Why? Because that's the Rahman or the Tzilu Eida. So the Torah says you have to save the Eida. So this is not just in the Mahalach of Mishpat. This is an Etzem HaDin. That when it comes to Din HaFashas, we do what we can in order to save the person within judgment. Not only that it's the Mahalach of Mishpat that you search for his chus, but that's part of the That's we have these two aspects. We have in the Mahalach of Mishpat that they search for a source, and then part of there's some dinim. That the etzim and the dinim, we see that we're searching for a source. Okay, so Merv Rabbi said, we saw a beautiful beer in the Sifri. We saw these two in Yanim, and now we're going to go back to Shem the next year. And we're going to see the full. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.